This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting back to who we are, it all started during the week with our week of preparation, our week of practice, and again, the leadership. I thought they came out, defensively came out, played physical and aggressive early in the game. And then put them in some unfavorable situations. And then offensively, we moved the ball early, came up, 3 points on the first drive, which was important for us to get into a rhythm. And then special teams did some good things. Obviously, some things that weren't good enough, and we've got to address those on tape this coming week. So with that, I'll open it up to your questions.
John, Josh had mentioned the kind of play fearless mantra, the message that had come from, he said, the coaching staff during the course of the week. How do you feel they responded to that?
Yeah, I felt that they played aggressive. So, 37 points. It's our highest total to this point. So, again, a lot we can learn from this tape as we continue to grow as a football team. Great fan support today again. What fan support their team like the Buffalo Bills fans? I don't think there's any fan base out there that doesn't. Incredible.
How do you feel Josh responded individually in terms of his game coming off the situation this week?
Yeah, I thought he played well. There's certainly, again, plays he wants back. There's 60-some plays roughly in the game. There's going to be some of those, took care of the football, made some big-time plays. John Brown showed up. I thought our offensive line did a good job at the line of scrimmage. I thought the run game went quiet for a series or two there, but we got to go in again. And, certainly a lot we can learn from, though. I know Motor, we had the fumbles there, so he'll learn from that, and we'll continue to move forward.
Decision to have Brian Gable calling plays from upstairs.
He's been there before. Just another perspective, another set of eyes upstairs. That's basically it.
How do you think that affected the offense today, or how do you think that paid off?
All little things help, here and there. So, I'll talk to Brian and see if he liked being up there and in terms of what he's able to see. I used to call the defense from up there, and you can see a lot. You guys know, a lot of you guys stand up there, and it's hard to see from the sideline. I know it shouldn't be, but it is. And so, the results were what they were, and we got to go back to the drawing board this week and get ready for a tough opponent coming in.
It seemed like, obviously, they saw you with the first game, but it looked like Josh was a lot more comfortable today. He'd seen that team before, and he just looked like he was more comfortable, more poised. Would you believe that was maybe the case today?
Yeah, possibly. That's probably a better question for Josh out directly. I thought our offensive line did a really good job giving him time, and that's important for any quarterback.
Your defense really played well. They sacked Fitzpatrick, I don't know how many times. They really interrupted the test.
Well, they were aggressive. And they had a great week of preparation, like I said a few minutes ago. That's really where it starts. That's, you go back and say, why did we get the results that we got? And you double down on those habits. And those are good things.
A lot of blitz calls, though, Coach. I know you and Leslie don't blitz a ton, but it seemed like you guys really were turning it up there with sending extra people today. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Just the overall aggressiveness, I think, overall, Chris, was where it needed to be. And I thought Tremaine did a great job from the communication standpoint, from a leadership standpoint. The front looked like, you can come out and knock out the run, and then to pick up, to affect the quarterback the way we were able to. That starts with the front and coverage working together, complementing one another, and so turned into a passing game.
Can you talk about some of that timing element, because there was some delayed rushes by he and Milano today.
Yeah.
It looked like they were timing that up effectively.
Really good job. And again, it goes back to their preparation, what they saw on film, and the amount of time that they spent together in the film room this week. It's key.
John, on the onside kick, I know it's a surprise play, and they executed it very well.
Yeah.
But when you're in that situation, second quarter, are you even thinking about it, or was it just a bad play by you to not be ready for that?
No, listen, you can ask the guys. We worked about every gadget, type of play or concept, whether it was against our defense or coming from their special teams. Great job executing by them.
How do you balance enjoying, the success? success that you had today, but also impressing upon the guys the importance of improving, taking advantage of opportunities.
Yeah.
Three field goals. I mean, you score in your first four drives with three or four field goals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no, there's. They'll probably tell you. They know me well enough that they don't have to worry about that with me. So we celebrate for 24 hours, and I'll be sure to let them know what we can improve on.
You had you gave Kevin Johnson some opportunities in there, rotating in and out with Levi.
Yeah.
Just the decision behind kind of mixing and matching.
Yeah, working both players in there. Kevin, we have a lot of confidence in, and we have a lot of confidence in Levi. And I think that's good for both of them, and just changes the look sometimes for the opponent. And so we were doing some of that at some other positions as well, and that's healthy for us. And it goes back to just putting the team first, and I really appreciate that about those guys.
How about Steven Hauschka, especially getting one from 50?
Yeah, big time. I mean, to come out first kick, you know, and he's 50 yards or whatever it was there, and a lot of confidence, like I said last week after the game, in Steven, and he had a great week, you know, very aggressive in his approach, which I appreciate.
Well, it's not really a decision to challenge the fumble. It was originally ruled incomplete.
Yeah, just, you know, those are always, every challenge, you know, is tight, you know, and that's why they're challenges. That's because the referees do such a great job, and those challenges become tight situations. It could go one way or the other, and just felt like he had taken enough steps with the ball and is, you know, in control, and it was a big play on top of that, you know. So in terms of the gain that they had versus the gain, and then the resulting fumble recovery by us, right, to get the ball back before half, knowing that they were getting the ball after half as well.
Josh, I mean, for the offense to take advantage of that.
Yeah, it was big. That was big, yeah, for sure.
Coach, you talked a couple times. You come in here saying the team hasn't played 60 minutes, but from the opening drive to forcing a three and out to the goal line stand there at their end, how proud are you of the way that this team played from start to finish?
Yeah, no, I thought they had the eye of the tiger. They really did. And that, you know, those guys will tell you it wasn't an easy week. And so that just shows the amount of resiliency in the group and the amount of leadership, the player-driven leadership, not my leadership, their leadership. And they take a lot of pride in their work.
How complete a performance do you consider this?
Let me look at the tape. Let me look at the tape. I'll find something in there. Yeah, there's plenty we can improve on, to his question earlier. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you about the
coverage. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's right off the bat, you know. I mean, we give up two big plays, one the kick return and the third down completion. So we've got to look at that and continue to improve.
You had more than 30 carries today. Was that plan coming in? Was there an emphasis on getting the ground game more involved, or is that just game flow?
Just game plan, really, more than anything. Game plan, but that's good. I mean, that's healthy. You know, we can control the line of scrimmage. Again, I credit the offensive line and defensive line, and that's, you know, that's important that we can control the line of scrimmage.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.